Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Tuesday, September 20th, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. Due to how busy we've been lately, the amount of guests we've been having on the show, and also the events we've been going to, we've been falling behind on some of the things we want to talk about here on Wing TV. So what we're going to do today is simply catch up on a few odds and ends and some tidbits and just fill everybody in on things we haven't gotten around to yet. The first, of course, is Alex Merklinger. Now, we're supposed to start doing his show last Friday night. This is a weekly one-hour news update, kind of like the news and review. But due to a circumstance in his family, he had to cancel his show Friday night. Then we're going to D.C. this weekend for the anti-war rally.
Right.
So what we're going to do is start not this Friday, but the Friday after. And then every Friday after that, we're going to do this weekly news update, and we very much look forward to
it.
And
we certainly hope to see many of you out there as well. Right. Also, we've been falling behind on our thank yous. I want to thank Michael Langston for giving me this very cool America baseball cap, Vinny Sammartino and Diane for recommending yesterday's song at the end of the show, Thomas Holbrook, who's holding Fintan Dunn's feet to the fire, asking him to substantiate his disinfo list. Guess he's going to be ignored like everyone else.
Right.
Kevin Groves, who has just made us a brand new banner for our protest. We're so thankful to him. BG, Jeff and Herb, Donna, Astra in Scotland, and Sonia Easley.
Right. And Lisa mentioned that Kevin's making us a banner. There's also somebody named Rick Rashter, who actually has the lead article today. It's called Economic Crunch Survival. These are things...
He goes to MIT, too.
Right. These are things that people can do here in the near future to get themselves ready for any kind of disaster, whether it be a Katrina-type or an economic disaster. And he's also making us a banner. So when people heard that our banner up at Ground Zero got shredded and got destroyed by that guy on the mountain bike, two different people now making us banners, and we're going to be able to take those down to D.C. this weekend.
And I'm sure theirs are going to blow ours completely out of the water. Ours was kind of crappy, but it served its purpose.
Yeah.
And we're just glad we were able to do that.
Yeah. And we even brought this shredded, ripped-up banner home, and I was going to throw it away, but Michael Langston, who was with us, at quite a few of these rallies now, he said this held some sentimental value.
I agree with him. I think it does.
Yeah, so we rolled it up, threw it in the trunk, and it's sitting out in the shed right now. And it's been taped and ripped and retaped.
Repainted.
Repainted, but we still have it. And we really appreciate that people out there watching the show care enough about what we're doing to go out there on their own and make these banners and all the other things they do. So, you know, very much a thank you to all of them.
Right. One person asked us if we thought it would be wise to challenge people who come on our show whether or not they renounce Lucifer. In response to that, and we won't say your name, it probably wouldn't be a wise thing to just sort of work. I don't know how we'd work that into the conversation.
Yeah, every single. Yeah, I mean, we have so many questions and so much information anyway that if the time was right, of course, we would ask that.
Right.
Now, to show that activism works, as we showed yesterday on the Wing TV homepage, Lisa was mentioned in an article about our Ground Zero protest all the way in South Africa.
Oh, SABC News, South African Broadcasting Corporation, did interview some of us at Ground Zero and wrote an article about it, and their article is pretty different from the Village Voice article. It was more positive, more accurate in the sense that it more accurately portrayed how the public viewed or perceived what we were saying. They were mostly receptive, as we told you, and SABC agreed with that. They also put in a key phrase, which I thank them for. They put in the part about the government's official version defies the laws of physics, which is what I told them, so I'm very happy about that.
And see, that's the key, because the laws of physics don't change. And when they point out that the government's story doesn't follow the laws of physics, that's very, very key. And it's exactly what we're trying to get out.
Well, no other article has ever pointed that out.
Right.
They always manage to omit the science whenever they put their spin on things. So I'm very, very happy. It's too bad they didn't delve into it deeper, because I told them a hell of a lot more than what they wrote.
And that's what we tried to point out here at 9/11 on Trial, is that the science is where we can get the government. That's where they trip up on, because I don't think they thought that people would get this far into the physics and math and science of it to disprove them. This isn't conspiracy theory.
Well, remember what I said. When people lie to you, they're presuming that you're stupid.
Yeah.
And so we're showing them we're not.
Now, this upcoming Saturday, it's September 24th, Lisa and I, and we're going to take a few other people with us. We're going to Washington, D.C., and we're going to go down there for the anti-war rally. We're going to cover it for Wing TV on Monday. We're going to give you a full update. We're going to have great pictures, I'm sure.
And we're not going to just cover it. We're going to go participate, and hopefully with one of our new banners. So.
Yeah, and we're going to show the 9/11 angle, because it looks like the organization that's called ANSWER is completely avoiding 9/11. Well, we're going to go down there to show that.
We're not sure if they're just deliberately avoiding it or if they're just behind the eight ball, but it's always nice to make a 9/11 truth presence at a protest that doesn't have one.
Right.
So we'll be there. We urge all of you to go, as many of you as possible, and bring new people with you if you can. The more bodies that are there, the better.
The bigger numbers, yeah. And as if anyone noticed yesterday on the Wing TV homepage, the news updates, this event in D.C. is getting national attention, and there's going to be an upped police presence. Also, I heard on Newsmax, or read on Newsmax last week, that the GOP, the Republicans, are also trying to form some kind of counter-rally to ANSWER's anti-war rally. So you might have these two opposing forces there. And it's going to be very, very interesting.
From what we understand, this is the first time in many years that people have been able to get permits for two sides of the White House and actually protest on Pennsylvania Avenue. So
a decade.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And with the numbers that are estimated to attend, it looks like it's going to be a pretty big deal. Get out there if you can.
Yeah, tens of thousands of people, I think, at the minimum. Now, since I mentioned Newsmax, we'd like to thank John Leboutelier for coming on this show yesterday. Obviously, he didn't agree with everything that we said. Obviously, we didn't agree with everything he said. But you know, what makes us respect him is that he did come on the show. And there's so many others like Mike Gallagher and the guys from Counterpunch, the guy from Truth Out, William Rivers Pitt. There's so many that are afraid, that are horrified to come on this show.
My question just is, why didn't he respond back several months ago when I emailed everybody at Newsmax several times about this 9/11 truth, and no response.
I mean, I can even excuse that, considering how many email we get. You know, sometimes they just fall through the cracks. So, I mean, we'll give them the benefit of the doubt on that. And we are putting 9/11 on trial in the mail for John Leboutelier. He said he's very interested. And also, one of the viewers, BG, sent Leboutelier a letter, which we have on the Wing TV homepage with his permission. And the thing that he mentioned yesterday was he was talking about Newsmax in some very favorable ways, and we couldn't disagree more on that stance, because Newsmax actually used to be a fairly good site, and the editor of it, Christopher Ruddy, used to do fantastic work. He put this out here, Vince Foster, the Christopher Ruddy investigation, and he blows the lid off of Vince Foster's quote-unquote suicide. Well,
but
it wasn't a suicide at all.
Something happened, and now they don't do that kind of reporting anymore, and it's a shame. Yeah.
And see, I know the exact point when it happened. Somehow Christopher Ruddy got turned, and now all he does is he's what's called a Kool-Aid conservative. He carries water for the Republican Party.
And as you know, Mike Gallagher is also one of the correspondents on there, and he's the one who's been telling us for 4 years none of this New World Order stuff is on the playlist.
Right.
So.
Well, the day that Ruddy turned was, I was listening to Mike Gallagher's show, and Gallagher read an article from Newsmax. It was called What Happened to Flight 93. It was written by a guy named Stuart Buck, and I still have this. We ran it in our old magazine. Mm-hmm. And this was in October of 2001, so it was about a month or so after 9/11, and this guy named Stuart Buck wrote an article saying, wait a second, things don't add up with Flight 93. Well, when I got home that day, luckily I went and found this article, because what happened was the pressure and the heat must have been so heavy on Christopher Ruddy that they yanked this article off their site and didn't archive it. Then for months afterward, this guy named Stuart Buck, who wrote the article, was hounding me unmercifully to take this article off our site.
Right.
And I refused to. I said, this is up there. It's in the public domain right now, and I'm leaving it up there. And luckily, it's there, so I'm going to put a link to it on the Wing TV homepage
today. There's always somebody pressuring us to remove something or add something to our website.
It's incredible. Yeah. So that's what it is with Ruddy. Is this is one of them guys that was out there seeking the truth. I remember when he was on 60 Minutes talking about Vince Foster's murder.
Right.
And Mike Wallace did a total hatchet job on it. And basically that's the day that the Vince Foster case just was over and done with.
But we urge you to look into this Vince Foster story because it is anything but a suicide.
Right. Now, 911truth.org. Mm. Everyone knows that we've talked about their rally.
Ad nauseum.
Yeah. And up at the United Nations in New York City on the 4th anniversary. Well, a couple days after 9/11, after this rally, they said that tens of thousands of people.
Yeah, they sent around emails post their, after their rally. And amazingly, the math is just mind-boggling because their numbers increased exponentially. Meanwhile, we were there. We saw there was hardly anybody on the street. Yeah. So,
well, the first report,
tens of thousands went to like hundreds of thousands.
Yeah.
And even the numbers of people in their march itself went up by about another 100 or so.
Yeah. Yeah. So the first report came out from Les Jameson. He said tens of thousands of people. Then Nicholas Levis came out and said hundreds of thousands of people saw them.
No.
So I'm wondering how long it's going to be before millions.
Yeah.
Of people saw it. Now, here's the
why
reality.
Why are you guys outright lying?
Yeah, here's
we were there.
Yeah. The reality is that we went there to this empty park square.
It wasn't empty. There were some locals sitting in the park just chatting
way
with
over
one another.
Them.
Right.
Way
they
over.
Weren't with the march.
Yeah. And there was between 200 and 300 people there. That's it. And don't let these people fool you. We were there. And that's one of the primary reasons why we went, was we wanted to see what they would not only do, but what they'd say.
Because we knew they were going to lie afterward, which they have.
Yeah, so the numbers keep escalating, so don't let them bamboozle you. Now, also I want to read, people ask us why we're so critical of some members of the alternative press. Well, if you would see the number of emails that we get from people saying, thank you for opening our eyes, for pulling away the veil, they said, we used to be fooled by these people, and luckily somebody's pointing out the truth and not letting them get away with it. Here's an email from someone. They said, thanks for the enlightenment. I guess he retired to Rhode Island in 1999. Well, this is where Jack Blood used to broadcast from. If you go to the Wing TV homepage, right in the center column, you can read all the dirty dealings that Jack Blood used to be involved in. And he said that he used to listen to the show, and he says, and a number of times he spoke face-to-face with Blood. He says, your articles reveal certain inconsistencies which are now evident upon reading your articles. He says, hoping both of you are the new integrity leaders of the alternative media.
You know, the whole thing is, we don't want to be the integrity leaders. We want everybody to have integrity and exhibit integrity. And it isn't what you say, it's what you do. Let your actions define who you are.
Yeah, but see, we do want a higher standard for everyone in the alternative media. And if they're not going to withhold this standard, we're going to call them on it. A good example was on September 9th. Phil Jahan appeared on Jack Blood's show.
Right.
And Jahan, of course, started talking about the pods, okay? And some people believe it, some people don't. That's fine. We have no problem with that. But then Jahan made this statement, and I want everyone to listen closely. He says that we don't have to prove everything in the 9/11 field. We just have to be open to the possibilities. One of these is the pods. So he says we don't have to prove everything. So what does that mean? That if Phil Jahan comes out and says that Elvis Presley was involved in the 9/11 terrorist attacks, we should be open to that possibility.
I think we should be open to possibilities that we weren't open to before. For instance, that our government had something to do with 9/11. Okay? But I think we should also be very conscious of presenting to the public the most compelling information we have. If we want people to take what we say seriously and find any credibility in what we say, then we have to show them the most compelling information.
And we have to prove it.
Right. The crux issue is the controlled demolition. And for some reason, that whole Jack Blood show, the controlled demolition didn't even come up.
Yeah. It was swept to the wayside. So we're talking about fuzzy pictures of pods.
I mean, if the flying nun was strapped to the plane, it still didn't bring the towers down.
Yeah. I mean, I've said many times, I don't care if an elephant was strapped to the bottom of them planes.
Right.
The crux issue is that they came down via controlled demolition.
We're not saying there may not be something worth looking at with the pod, but we can't prove anything with the pod. The pictures that Jahan shows, the resolution is awful. He's been urged many times
for
by
years,
even
though.
Members of his own forum to get the resolution better clarity on those photos so we can...
And he refuses to do that.
Right, determine more... accurately what the hell that is under the plane, but he won't do it.
Yeah. Then Blood asked him why he's continuing to talk about the pod or the missile, and he says, I use the missile because it's there. That's his only reason. There's no science or physics or math behind it. He says, I just use it because it's there. And finally, Blood said to him, he says, why is everybody afraid of Phil Jahan? We're not afraid of Phil Jahan.
Yeah, I don't even know what that's all about. No one's afraid of Phil Jahan.
Yeah. I mean, his own group members call him Commander Pod, and we've shown numerous times on this show that he's a fool. We're not afraid of him. We just think he's an idiot.
We just think he should start talking about the crux issue and keep the pod as a peripheral issue that, yes, it's interesting, it's intriguing, what is that? Yeah, great. But until you're going to... get better resolution on your photos until you've got some kind of piece of evidence or information that shows that it had something to do with bringing the towers down. It's not a crux issue. It's a peripheral issue. What brought the towers down is controlled demolition.
Yeah. And see, I don't even know if I want Jahan talking about anything because
he
gets
things backwards.
Well, as was proven when he spoke out in Chicago a few weeks ago, his presentation was so faulty and so horrific that the person that reported and called into Wing TV said that the audience just immediately turned on him because they were asking him questions to verify what he was saying, and he couldn't even verify. And see, that's the big difference between Jahan and us. Is in this book, we prove everything we say. We can back it up, we can verify it, and we can speak about it. Nobody has done anything.
The science of this book is basic. It's not hard to understand. A child can understand Newton and Galileo's basic laws.
Yeah. Nobody has shot down in any field anything in this book so far since it's been published. And we have a standing open offer is that if anyone can disprove what we're saying, we'll take the book off the market and never sell it again. As of yet, no one has done that. So,
because nobody can disprove Galileo and Isaac Newton or the temperature variances.
Yeah. And see, it all comes back then is... On Wing TV here, Lisa and I, we're not going to keep our mouths shut about these things. We can't keep our mouths shut because what a horrible sentence it must be to stifle oneself. How can people do that? Because when we see things wrong, we're going to point it out, whether it's in the government, whether it's in the mainstream media, or in the alternative media, and we're not. And we know so many people out there. And we won't mention their names, but they're saying, well, we know this is wrong, but we just can't say anything about it.
I heard it again the other day from a journalist who says, we shouldn't point out people within our own movement's patriots. I don't call you a patriot if I see you doing the wrong thing and not telling the truth. And for some reason, some people think we need to still remain silent and clap our hands over our mouths and not point out when somebody's doing the wrong thing and not telling the truth, just because they call themselves one of us.
Exactly. Now, in the upcoming week, or during this week, on Thursday, we're going to have somebody on that's protesting the Pennsylvania legislators. What they did was the day before their fall break, in the middle of the night, they voted themselves such an enormous pay raise that they're now the second highest paid legislators in the country.
And it's an absolute outrage.
It is. So this is called Pennsylvania Clean Sweep. And I'll tell you what, even though it's taking place in Pennsylvania, this is of nationwide importance, and the people in this state are upset beyond words.
Yeah, with all that's going on in our country, they covertly decide they're going to give themselves a pay raise.
Yeah.
Who the hell do these people think they are? Well, let's let them know what we think they are.
And what this organization is doing is saying, vote out everybody right now that's in office in Pennsylvania. Vote them all out, a clean sweep, and bring in new people and start all over again. We very much look forward to that.
Right, this is grassroots activism.
Exactly. On Friday, then, we're going to devote that show to the rally, the anti-war rally in Washington, D.C. And tomorrow, we're also going to talk about two local figures. One guy, I was downtown this morning, and I saw him walking down the street, and we've interviewed this gentleman. Right. And he had a sign that said, "Stop hating Jews."
He's a professor or a former professor
at Penn State. Right. And also, someone that's written for this magazine also, he made a call into the Michael Savage show. That's his hero. We're going to talk about that, too, and just show how ridiculous some people are.
Right, and how they waste an opportunity when they finally do get a chance to talk to someone in mainstream media. They blow it and ask the most anal question they could possibly think to ask.
And anal is the proper word there. So anyways, that's what we have planned for this week. Check out Lisa's photo gallery. It's everybody loves them. And then Friday, we're going to have a complete anti-war, or we're going to show the effects of war in the photo gallery. And this one's going to be something that you don't want to miss. So we'll be back tomorrow on Wing TV. Until then, keep your eyes open because there's a lot going on.
See you then.